I'm Tal Brahim from Western Sahara. I'm a refugee in the Sahara refugee camps that are situated in the southern western corner of the Algerian desert. I have been a refugee since I was 5 years old. So for the 50 years, I have been living with my family in the Sahara refugee camps. I am an engineer of agriculture. So as the Sahrawis moved in 1975 to those refugee camps in the Algerian desert, they found that the climate conditions there are so harsh, so nothing is growing naturally. And as the Sahrawis are traditionally nomads, so they cannot keep grazing their animals. So we were forced to find new solutions. And in the beginning, as we were not able to produce anything, we were forced to become totally dependent on food aid from the international community. And that food is distributed to the refugees as a food basket. So every refugee gets his own ratio. But many products are not included, especially fresh food like vegetables, fruits, meat, milk, and fish, etc. Vegetables and fruits. So we started attempting to grow food, to produce our own necessities or needs of fresh food. And that was like growing vegetables or on the surface of the moon, because nothing there favoring any kind of food production, as there's a shortage of water, climate conditions are so harsh, the soil is eroded and not fertile. So we needed to find our own solutions. And another challenge is that we are originally nomads, so we are people who don't have the agricultural traditions. Despite that, we developed many systems through those the last 50 years that we spent in the refugee camps. So I am one of those who developed many of those techniques, innovative techniques. So now we are producing some of our needs, not all of them, and that's really a need to preserve our dignity as human beings and to raise our children in health conditions, and at the same time to produce part of our needs. Why we are refugees? Why did we flee our land and come to those refugee camps? Because in the autumn of 1975, 50 years ago, our land was invaded by our neighbors, by Morocco from the north and Mauritania from the south. We were at that time Spanish colonialism colony, and the Spanish colonialism signed Madrid Accord. So we depend on that accord, our land was divided between Mauritania in the south and Morocco in the north. And that was the beginning of the war between Polisario Front, the legitimate and official representative of the Sahrawi people, and both the Moroccan and Mauritanian armies. In 1991, it was scheduled for a referendum to be conducted, in which the Sahrawis have the right to decide, or they were going to be voted, either to be an independent state or to be a part of Morocco, because Mauritania withdrew from the war in 1979. So that referendum, which was a part of a peace settlement under the supervision of the United Nations, that referendum never been conducted. And we are in 2025, 34 years after that, and I think that referendum will not come at all. So, so I talked about the food sovereignty in the refugee camps, which is my field of specialty. We are still trying to develop all those techniques to make our to create a kind of self-sufficiency for our own people. Thank you very much.